We have a special guest at Verizon Vikings training camp. It is Fox Sports' Jay Glazer, an NFL expert. What brings you to Mankato?
Yeah, I'm going on my NFL training camp tour. I'm like a 40-day camp tour. I go from camp to camp to camp to camp to camp. Kind of like Noah, but with better weather.
Yeah, we don't have 40 days of rain. That's good so far. We want to keep that away. You got a couple friends here. One of them is Jared Allen. Tell us about your relationship with him.
And I've known Jared for years. You know, I have this mixed martial arts program that I do. I train a lot of guys, and he was the first guy we ever did. And we were training together in Arizona elsewhere, and kind of convinced him to come with me to my fight school in Kim, and he loved it. And we took 25 pounds of bad weight off his frame immediately, went from 280 to 255, and went from, I think, 8 sacks to 15 that year. And then everybody else in the league said, okay, whatever you just did for that guy, do it for us. So, but Jared, you know, Jared's one of those guys, he just gets it, you know, he's a smarter player than people realize, how much preparation the guy does. That's what I like about the guy. He wants to be, and he talks to these other guys about being great. And the key to being great is outworking the world.
Saw you also on the sideline talking to guys like Christian Ponder, Adrian, Phil Lotholt. Do you enjoy that part when you go on your camp tours? You get to know, you know Jared really, really well, but you get to know some guys that you didn't know before.
Yeah, it's great. You know, thank you, my best friend, God Almighty in heaven. What a great life I have to get to come here and watch football and talk to guys and hang out. And, you know, people kind of, I think, take it a little too seriously. It's just sports. We don't really matter that much. You know, I mean, just, it's not like we're doctors and teachers. This is, it's just fun. You get to, like I said, you get paid to come and hang out and watch football and talk to some guys you're friendly with. It's great. I never have to grow up. It's great.
Yeah. What do you think about the Vikings in 2012? What's your perception of this team?
Well, here's the thing. I think a team like the 49ers showed you last year, you don't know. You know, everybody looked at the Niners last year. They said, oh, great, they're on our schedule. We want them. And they ended up kicking everybody's butt. With the Vikings, they actually have personnel at good, you know, obviously the best running back in the league. They have the best defensive end of the league. You know, they have one of the top corners. They have good players. They got, you know, Kevin and Chad, really good pieces there on all offense between Adrian and Percy. And, you know, if Christian could step up and continue to develop, they do have the pieces. I think it's the outside, the ancillary characters. You need those guys.
I know another thing, you being an insider, you know this as well as anyone. Good teams, perennially good teams, have good structure, good organization. Talking about Rick Spielman and Rob Brzezinski and the George Paytons, you've talked to those guys. How do you see the front office being shaped? Do you think that those guys all work well together, yeah. Rick in conjunction with Leslie?
The best part of it is that, you know, for the successful teams, everybody has a great relationship. You don't have one thing you don't have in this place. There's no backbiting. There's no backstabbing. These guys have been together. They've been friends, you know, since their Miami days. So they all know how each other works. And it's just, it's like kind of like a happy home, happy life. You know what I mean? Same thing. It's not, they don't have, one thing I love about the Vikings, they don't have the politics that rips apart a lot of the other organizations. And that definitely, that's the most important thing. When you're looking to have a successful franchise.
What are you going to do this fall? You're going to stick with the Fox Sports Studio gig, and what else you got going?
I got that. I'm doing the NFL on Fox from Fox NFL Sunday, doing the UFC on Fox. We got that now. I got to do two fights in the next 2 weeks there. And then NFL Network again also on Thursday nights.
All right, well, all this talk about UFC and MMA, I'm getting scared, so we're going to end the interview before you put one of those moves on me.
Never hit somebody unless you're getting paid to do it. Remember, I never get when anybody would ever fight without getting paid. It doesn't make sense.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Take care.